Good morning, and if you ever had doubts about the marketing credentials of the Prime Minister, then let this be the day when all doubts are put to rest. It is 15 January 2019, and if an egg was Instagram's most liked post ever, then on the other hand, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received the first ever Philip Kotler Presidential Award for his outstanding leadership for the nation. Licensed by Philip Kotler, the marketing guru, the Kotler Awards were set up to honor mastery in the field of marketing and management, but this is the first time an award has been instituted to be presented to the leader of a nation. When digital news site The Wire asked one of the organizers about the judging process behind the award, the representative answered, "It was a very confidential award." Well, with major management success stories under his belt like demonetization, GST, Make in India, Swachh Bharat, Krishi Kalyan says, oh, remember that one. Undoubtedly, the Prime Minister is the prime marketeer for the country. Or was it for the BJP? Well, since we are on Krishi Kalyan, nearly 90 lawmakers, several prominent civil society members, activists and leaders of farmers' movements have written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi raising concerns over fund crunch in rural employment scheme MGNREGA. The letter, which has 250 signatories, urged the Prime Minister to work for strengthening of the scheme on a priority basis and formally include it as part of the set of measures being considered to deal with the current rural and agrarian crisis. On the 1st of January this year, over 99% fund of the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act or the MGNREGA scheme was reportedly exhausted 3 months before the end of the financial year. And more management success story coming in, this financial year 2018-19 could end up being the worst year for farm incomes in almost two decades. Government data indicates in a revelation that emphasizes the gravity of the ongoing agrarian crisis and highlights a possible fault line for the BJP-led NDA government ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. According to the Wholesale Price Index data for the month of December released on Monday by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the WPI subcomponent for primary food articles has been negative for 6 consecutive months beginning July 2018. This means their prices are falling. Essentially, the farmers are selling their products cheaper, but having to buy other things at higher prices. Well, and in case you wanted more lesson in marketing and management, you have to understand one more important tool from the Management Warriors Toolkit, the Sedition and the NSA. The first one can be seen exemplified on not just the Bhima Koregaon activists, but also that on Kanhaiya Kumar, Umar Khalid, etc. It's all about prioritizing image over justice. Cows over not just human lives, but also police lives. Not that UP police isn't human. A suspect accused of inciting a crowd of cow protectors that killed a police officer is now staring down from posters and extending Makar Sankranti and Republic Day greetings. Meanwhile, the Uttar Pradesh police have invoked the National Security Act, the NSA, against 7 accused arrested in connection with the alleged cow slaughter in Bulandshahr Siana Tehsil last month. The police authorities claim that the alleged cow slaughter by the 3 accused named Nadeem Muhammad Ali and Azhar was an act of terror and was meant to disturb peace in the area. The poster introduces Yogesh as the district convener of the Bajrang Dal. 4 small pictures grace the poster, those of Satish Lodhi, Ashish Chauhan, Satyendra Rajput and Vishal Tyagi. All are in judicial custody on the charge of instigating the crowd that was protesting after cow carcasses were found in a field. Well, and on to the next tool, which isn't a trademark of Modi ji, so no points there because it is something the parties have been practicing for a bit now and it doesn't make it right. It's called horse trading. BJP sources not only confirm that plans are afoot to poach disgruntled Congress MLAs, but also claim that there is a general election link to the move. They say that if all goes according to plan, the state will have a new government after Makar Sankranti. Congress troubleshooter and Karnataka Minister D.K. Shivkumar had alleged on Sunday that 3 of its MLAs had been whisked away by the BJP to Mumbai and are now untraceable. Congress sources claim that the party has foiled at least half a dozen similar attempts by the BJP since forming the government last year. JDS Supremo HD Devegowda and his son, who is also the Chief Minister HD Kumaraswamy, have expressed confidence that the BJP will fail once again in its attempt. A worried Congress, meanwhile, is trying to reach out to fence-sitters and disgruntled MLAs, promising them plum posts. And from horse trading, let's move to India's favourite animal. Let's say second favourite animal that hasn't got any awards or recognition except being part of our culture, where the animal in discussion is pretty much used as a word to chastise or simply call people dumb. That was until someone milked it and discovered the marketing power in its milk. Soaps made of donkey's milk became the star attraction at the 6th edition of Women of India Organic Festival. The Delhi-based startup Organico became a hit at the exhibition organized by the Ministry of Women and Child Development. The stall was flooded with people who, out of curiosity, wanted to have a glimpse of the soaps made of donkey's milk, and many visitors even bought the 100-gram soap worth ₹499. Rishabh, who is the co-founder of Organico, said donkey's milk consists of many medicinal properties. It has anti-aging, anti-wrinkle properties and protects from bacterial infections. He also said donkey's milk is one of the costliest milk at ₹2,000 per litre. That's because the donkey only gives out a litre of milk a day. While you go and decide whether donkey's milk can replace gau mutra or cow piss, we will head towards international news, where several people have been killed during protests in Zimbabwe after the government more than doubled the price of fuel overnight. Hundreds more were arrested as demonstrators took to the streets in the cities of Harare and Bulawayo. Well, on other news, a court in China has sentenced a Canadian to death for drug smuggling in a ruling which will worsen a diplomatic row between the two countries. Robert Lloyd was originally given a 15-year jail term in 2018, but after an appeal, the court said the sentence was too lenient. Monday's ruling comes weeks after Canada arrested Meng Wanzhou, a top official at Chinese telecoms giant Huawei, on a request from the US. Canada condemned the latest ruling. Well, while I am on Canada, there is an Afghan man on TV that had hit the internet for looking like Justin Trudeau. And do go check it out. He really does have some close resemblance. But before we head out, a bit to worry. And that's not because of any latent sexism, but just a deep suspicion about anyone from Trump family making major decisions for the world. In case you missed it, President Donald Trump's daughter and advisor Ivanka will help the United States choose its candidate to lead the World Bank, but she will not be the one, the White House said on Monday. And if you had heard that she was under consideration of the World Bank post, rest assured, those rumors are false. Small mercies of life. And that's all that we have for you for today. Thank you for listening. We will be back with more news about donkey's milk being marketed, more marketing tools like sedition, lynching, and more very confidential awards, which ooze no confidence at all. Goodbye. Take part, Donkey.